Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, hump day.
Ugh. Don't ever say that. It's gross.
What?
I didn't say it this time. It wasn't me.
Stop it, Katie. At the end of the day, it's hump day.
Think outside the box. Really think about it.
I just think like Mike.
Yes.
That's what comes into
you.
My head.
Same.
And
well,
so,
stop it.
Little elephant or camel, whatever he was.
Camel. Coming into work and so excited. It's halfway through the week.
God, what's going on? You had a pretty decent day yesterday. Just did some work stuff, and I was able to go to the gym for an hour and a half yesterday.
Hey,
what'd you work?
Creamy. Everything. I just did everything. The kids are back into one of their summer clubs, which is a pottery class,
which is
kind of funny. Reed's 14 and he's not into it. You can just tell. He's like, okay, I'll go.
Oh, man.
So it's like in a rec center, and so I drop them off, and it's an hour and a half class, and I'm like, well, while I'm here, I'm just going to hang out and work out while I'm waiting for them to, you know, go through their class. And I had to kind of laugh to myself because you realize you've been married a really long time. When you go to leave for clay class with the two children, wife's home alone, and she says, hey, you know, you should drop the kids off at clay class. And she's like, and zip back home.
Oh, yeah. Look over your taxes. I get it.
She kind of had one eyebrow up, you know. Just come home. They're going to be gone for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hey.
We've been together for 20 plus years. And I was like, I really want to work out.
I was just going to say, but you went to the gym.
For cardio, buddy.
Like, how did you go to the gym? But, wow.
Yeah, I was like,
Oh, no.
I want to get a good workout.
It's been a few days. I want to hit the back, the buys, the tries.
Well, it's summer, and the kids are home all the time, so it's few and far between. And even
I'm like, turned her down.
You shot her down.
Trust you. You better remember. She is going to remember that.
You know what the funny thing is, though, guys? She's also been with me for 20 plus years
and still loves you.
And she was like, that's okay. Go work out.
No hard feelings.
All good.
That's so funny.
She's like, I get it. I want to work out today, too. So.
Oh, my God.
You could have worked out together,
yeah,
but.
Well, my workout was much longer at the gym, Katie.
See, that's goals, honest. Though. You could have honestly made it back to the gym and still had about an hour and 25-minute workout.
I mean, I really could have, but it was just the act of getting back in the car and then going home. And then, you know, and then getting back in the car and then going back to, I was like, it just sounds like
that's
a lot of work.
So funny.
It's a lot of work.
It's hilarious, actually.
Oh, and marriage.
A great light has been shined on married life.
No, that's the marriage you want, though. No one's mad about it. You're just
exactly.
Like, oh, you know what?
Yeah,
honestly,
like,
it's cool.
Right, yeah. She's like, I haven't showered yet.
Second thought. Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
I guess the other big news of the day is.
Yay!
Josh officially rolls over to 30 years old today.
Oh, my gosh. It's a big
one.
30 years old. You'll be dead soon.
That's crazy. My gosh, man.
How you feeling this morning? I know this has been kind of weighing on you for a few weeks.
The same as I felt yesterday. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like it's a whole new decade. What are you going to do with it, you know? And I've heard from you and others along the years as I was kind of approaching it. You know, everyone's like, 30s are actually a pretty dang good decade, man. A lot of people, if they could, you know, do it over, wouldn't even necessarily want to go back to their 20s. They'd want to go to their 30s. And so,
yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm with that. I would go right back to like 31, right in there.
You've got a little more common sense and money.
I'm excited.
Than in your 20s.
Yeah. I mean, Katie, did you have a good 30s? I mean,
yeah, well, it's fun. I lived in North Dakota when I turned 30 because I went up there to move for a short spell. So I was in my feelings. I was not, you know, at all. But it's the first time someone told me those who have more birthdays live longer. And I don't know why, but I held on to that and it helped me get through it because it is a hard year to go into. Just, you know, especially. Nah. Okay, maybe if you have your life together and you're married.
Well, that's the thing.
See,
I mean,
when did I get married? Was I 26?
Exactly.
You do. I've done a lot of already at 6 in the morning, a lot of comparing just of my life and seeing, you know, am I, you know, where I wanted to be when I was 21? And you just think, and life never really turns out the way you want it to. But I think I'm very grateful. I mean, I've had a very, very good life. You know, very excited for the future. I think I'm very excited for the future of this show specifically. I think we have so many amazing things to come. And so I think I'm very happy. I'm very
optimistic.
That's good.
I have nothing to be not optimistic for. I mean, I'm living a good life.
Are you worried you're never going to get married?
No. Okay. I don't even know if I want to. So
flat out. I know, because he, you know, I've talked to Josh a little bit. He's made comments here and there. And yeah, sometimes he's mentioned, I got to find a wife, you know. Is that like a priority now?
I just think it's like you can't make that a priority because then that's all you think about. And,
yeah.
You know, like if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. And I'm like, I've kind of made my peace with that, you know.
You'll be fine. You'll get married off.
You think so? I don't know. We'll see.
I think you will. I think it'll come. I think that
you just got to quit whoring around a little bit.
No, have
that's
fun
the
while
key.
You can.
That's the key.
Have fun while you can, though. It's.
But yes, for me, Josh, do it for me.
Get married for you? Would you?
No,
would
no,
you?
No. Continue to have fun for
oh,
me.
Oh, sure. I was gonna say, would you even come to my wedding? You don't like weddings, do you?
Well, I didn't feel obligated.
Come on, we'd go to your wedding.
Well,
Josh.
I know you would. I wouldn't even have to invite Katie. She's like, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But Jeremy, I feel like
I'd have to go.
I'd have to twist your arm.
I would go.
I'd feel obligated. I love that. I'd feel obligated to go, I guess.
All right,
well, then this
so
will be
long,
the decade. This will be the decade I'll get married then.
Okay.
There we go.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Manifest it, Josh.
Oh, there we go. Is that a manifestation, what I just did right there?
Absolutely.
Marriage.
If you think it, you speak it.
I just
got
to find someone to like me enough to put up with me.
Step one.
I know.
So do you have big plans for the day? You doing anything special for the big 3-0?
Well, it's funny. I was
talking. Mom making you dinner?
I was talking to Katie a little bit earlier. I mean, it's a Wednesday, man. I'm not going out. I'm 30, by the way, now. I'm not going out to
tear it up. We have an all-staff meeting
today
at work.
Oh.
Of all things.
You have to work. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go have family dinner, and I'm going to go have dinner with my family tonight. I don't know where we're going or what we're doing yet.
You didn't get to pick it? Your mom wasn't like, it's your big 3-0? Like, you get to pick dinner?
I'm sure that's coming, but it's very early in the morning, so I haven't had that conversation yet.
Haven't decided.
I don't know. Where should I go? Honestly, Jerry, you said a restaurant the other day, yesterday, maybe it was yesterday. I really want
What's
that.
What's the pork chop place I go to over here? Like
at the mall, right?
Perry's?
Yeah.
Is it Perry's Steakhouse?
Oh, my gosh.
You should go to Perry's.
And get that big pork chop.
That place is so
pork
good.
Chop.
Should I do that?
Go to Perry's, buddy.
There you go.
That's your fan. You guys can roll up in your Lamborghini SUV and park it out front.
There we go,
Our what Urus. Did they serve it with again? The pork chop that you got?
Taters, mashed potatoes.
Is that what it was? I just remember the picture was beautiful.
Yeah, like an applesauce.
So good.
You should go do that.
Oh. All right, I'm down. We'll go to Paris.
Get you an old fashioned.
There we go.
Cheers to the slow death.
Oh, thank you. Katie's so optimistic, and you're like, oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
Your life just started, Josh, really.
Sky's
the limit.
Two ends of the earth here.
You're very close to middle age. What do they say middle age is now? Like 35 or something like that? 36, I think, is middle age.
Oh, I don't like
if
that.
If you do the math on, you know, when men die.
Let's not do math. Then,
I think it's 36.
I'm no just math in
entering
this. Early.
I'm just entering my prime, buddy.
On
what are we talking
birthday.
About?
Maybe yeah. we wait until tomorrow to talk about middle age.
Jeez, man.
I did send Josh a gift card this morning, and it's via text. And, you know, I like doing that because it's crazy convenient.
Oh, my gosh.
But yet
yeah.
we get bombarded with so much spam on our texts anymore of, you know, you need to pay the tolls and your FedEx package and click this link and this link that I actually, after I sent him the gift card, I sent him a second message that said, hey, that's not spam.
Yeah.
And so it kind of ruins the surprise.
You did that to me on my birthday too.
I did that
you
right. Did. That's right. Yeah.
But that's good of you because when it comes in, I mean, it is not a number that you recognize.
And it's early in the morning. Right?
Early in the morning. And I'm like, do I, and it's a link too. So I'm like, do I click this link? I've been told my entire life,
don't click the link. And I send you something where you need to click the link.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah. And Katie, you guys, incredibly, incredibly nice. So thank you for the
gift. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, the slow death. Now I'm looking forward to that, Jer. Jeez.
Yeah. Welcome to Aches and Pains.
I know. Oh, no. When do those start?
Welcome to it dribbles a little
tonight.
Bit when you pee.
Oh. Yeah.
It just keeps coming out. It just doesn't stop.
You'll Are wake we up, done yet?
You'll wake up tomorrow, your back's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's how it works.
I got to get a workout 30. In.
Welcome
I know.
To sitting down when you pee in the middle of the night, too. I'm a big fan.
I have not had to do that in the middle of the night. I have not
oh,
the middle
fan.
Of the night pees yet.
I sit down all night long
oh,
when
gee.
I pee.
Why is it so you don't miss? You can close your eyes.
Oh, you don't want to miss.
Oh,
sometimes it starts, sometimes it doesn't. And you're tired and you're wobbly. I just sit down now. I'm like, I'm going to sit down.
Turning it off is an issue.
Yes, it's terrible. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday, John.
No matter how much you shake, no matter how much you dance, the last drop always ends up in your pants.
Oh, and it rhymes. Yeah. There you go.
There's a little something for you, buddy.
That's terrible. All right, I have a lot to look forward to. Yay!